Well, howdy guys, it's a lovely sunny day here, and quite mild. And it's amazing what the weather does that affects your mood. That's why most people in the sunnier countries that get sun a lot are generally act far more happier. So feminism has won the fight, but lost the war. And of course, it's all supposed to be about equality, and we all know that isn't the reason. Because they had far more equality before. They all want equal pay. Of course, that means they have to work 9 to 5, 5 days a week, and sometimes overtime. And a lot of femmes aren't prepared to do that. Of course, the trouble is, femmes today believe themselves far and more important than what they actually really are. And over the years, they've got males to jump through more and more hoops. The male is supposed to take them out for a meal or whatever and pay for it all. So basically, she gets a free meal. That's femmes' equality. Then the guy is supposed to do this quite a number of times before anything sexual happens. So what's really happening here then? Well, he's actually paying for sex, which is the oldest profession in the world. But males have woken up. And the femmes can moan and shame men all they want. But in actual fact, they can't make males do anything. They don't want to. It seems their power is limited. And the fact is that the femmes are in a worse place than they ever have been. They had it all before. They were treated like princesses. Doors were open for them. Males showed respect. But femmes have continuously disrespected males. Because everything has to be about them. They are not interested in bettering society. They are interested in bettering themselves. And they become quite obnoxious. They've become very desperate. That's why most of them are walking around now half naked. And none of them seem to have the word that we used to use in my young days. Class. But they're still only offering the one thing they've ever offered. And males aren't buying. Because males' priorities have shifted. They are now thinking about themselves and their future. And the funny thing is that males today are having far more sex than they ever have. So really, it's a win-win for the males. Until females realize and start offering something else other than lies, deceit, chaos, drama, scams, double standards, and start taking some responsibility and accountability for their terrible behavior and show respect. Basically, just try to be a civilized person. The males that have walked away have found far better things to do than to chase femmes, or just to try and jump through hoops to keep the one they have. It's not only time-consuming, it costs money as well. Males are evolving. Femmes are still in the Stone Age. Most marriages is a joke. You see a guy who's been married for quite some time, does he actually have a life? Or is his life just an extension of his wife's life? And he's just there for maintenance. You see, femmes used to get away with their scams. And that is exactly what they are. Because years ago, a guy with a hard dick lost his reasoning. But when you think back on it, or now, the scams aren't very clever. And denial from the femmes doesn't help when they have video proof. Well, you know the saying, guys. Femmes are sugar and spice and everything nice. Now you know, it's never ever been true. Most femmes today are still acting exactly the same way. They don't realize the jig is up. But males have removed their blinkers. They have seen their true femme nature. And for these new guys, there's no going back. And when sex and debauchery doesn't work to manipulate the male, femmes have absolutely nothing else. The situation femmes find themselves in today has been caused completely of their own doing. Maybe they expect males to rescue them. Well, that's not happening. Because males have been burnt too many times, and they're not going to be burnt again. For those of you guys that have walked away and seen the light, I salute you. All the things when I was a young man, when I was awake and aware, and saw femmes' true nature then, But it was just a small group of males that could see. Thank God that way of thinking has become mainstream. Never trust a Femon, guys. They were full of BS when I was a young man. And they're still full of BS today. Have a nice day, guys. Ciao. Everybody's here.